there, Polly. I see that you are very happy today.
Yes. Well, don't you notice anything different?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You are wearing some very
nice
sunglasses.
You are wearing some very nice sunglasses.
My sunglasses? Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant my sweet little baby plant.
It's so beautiful.
Where did you get it?
I've been taking care of it since it was just a seed, and I saw it sprout for the first time. Now, I'm excited to watch it grow and to be inseparable.
Oh, what a great idea you've given us.
What idea you have given us.
What idea?
Pentecost is coming up.
And we were looking for an example to explain the most important subject of this feast.
What a strange name.
Pentecost, Polly.
It's also called the Feast of Weeks, because we count the weeks.
Weeks until what? I know how to count to 10.
Do you know when to celebrate Pentecost?
We count 7 Sabbaths starting from the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
And what are we celebrating?
Every year we celebrate that God has given us a portion of His power.
The Holy Spirit, to help us develop a character similar to that of Jesus Christ.
But for this to take place, in the same way you have done with your seed,
we must feed this spirit.
Cultivate it.
Take care of it.
And keep it alive.
So that it grows more every day.
And gives us good fruit.
But how do you feed the spirit? Do you have to water it?
No, Polly. God teaches us that we must pray.
Meditate, study the Bible, be obedient.
And us adults, we fast.
Oh, wow! Then I can pray.
Good idea.
Dear God, I thank you for giving us a little of your power. And I ask that we have a wonderful Feast of Feast of Weeks. Bow, 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 bow.